7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather Bachman, new to the fold, Rich McFadden, old to the fold. That's an interesting...
That sounds good.
Old to the fold.
Old to the fold.
I like
Jennifer
that.
Horner,
even older to the fold.
In terms of seniority, Roberta is number one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that I am.
Number two position is Rich McFadden. Number three position is Jennifer Horn. And number four, now Heather...
Listeners are going to start to wonder. Everybody out there is going to start to wonder what you're doing here. We had Robin last week. We have Heather this week.
Well, Robin and I...
Are the rest of us getting to go on some extended vacations?
Exactly. No. Like, we're just not enough for you anymore.
Can you do it soon? I got some real good plans.
No, here's what I am aware of. The power of multiple minds, not new, but I'm interested in lots of different minds and thinking and thought. And so if you have multiple minds, we have multiple thoughts.
Can I take you in a different
what
direction
a
in this
concept
conversation? Challenge you.
When planning or working on things like this program, I like to have people to share thoughts. And all of you are positive in one way or another. And so therefore, I expect that we expand options for those who are listening to the program by the masterful minds that are working here under the guise of, let's have a good time on the Good Day program. How many people know the name Napoleon Hill? Raise
yes
your hands. Napoleon Hill. He's the man who understands money and the mind.
I know Napoleon Dynamite, too.
If you have,
I
yeah
know him.
Not, there's no relation.
Napoleon be on the plow.
Right. Napoleon Hill describes the mastermind principle as the coordination of knowledge and effort of two or more people who work toward a definite purpose in the spirit of harmony. That's what we have here.
Let's hug. That?
Let's all, yeah, let's all group.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya,
but there is this synergy, there's energy, there's sort of a commitment here. It's kind of like the same feeling that I created, I hope I've created on the farm. And that's what I kind of want to do. It makes people excited to come together every day to figure out what it is that's going on. And this is a good way to figure it out. I think that's it. We're capable of a lot. We don't use our minds enough. I like to challenge the mind. Therefore, you have things going on here like the Song Fest that we had a little earlier today that you may not have heard. You can go back to hour number two and listen to that at Doug Steffen.
Oh, it's a real treat.
It is a treat, yes. All right, now Rich would like to carry the ball but wants to bounce it in a different direction.
I'm always curious about, I know how you feel about organized thought and collective thought.
Collective wisdom,
and the power of collective thought.
Yes.
Yet I also know how you feel about organized religion.
Yes.
And I wonder how you feel.
It's very easy.
I don't understand the difference between if everybody in a football stadium is thinking, I want my team to win, or I want this person to do well.
Yeah.
How that's one thing, and then in a religion segment, somehow it turns different for you. Explain that to me.
It has to do with winning.
Yes.
Winning.
In part.
Yeah.
Winning.
It has to do with, in a football stadium or a basketball game or a hockey game or whatever it is, there is a universal mind. And there is energy behind it. It doesn't always work.
Or if we all just think good thoughts for somebody who needs help.
Right. That's more to the point. My feeling about religion is that there isn't a collective thought. There's maybe a collective wisdom, but there isn't a collective thought. So therefore, the wisdom that has been passed on by people who are, if you want to take Jesus as an example, maybe even though it sounds like it's blasphemy to some, Muhammad, some of those who are referred to as prophets, Jesus was, as have been many before and after him, an extraordinary healer. So for me, what transpires in people using their minds for the good is this healing energy, because that's really what it is. Einstein says energy doesn't disappear, it just changes. It
never
form
dissipates, right. Mm-hmm.
So you use this energy for good. There are so many examples of how religion, were it to be properly executed, the people conduct themselves well, you would have all of these things that we're talking about. We would have goodness. We would have greatness. We would have...
Wouldn't you say the people sitting out in the pews are examples of that? And I would agree with you that a lot of
some,
people in the upper hierarchy
in the pews
are
don't
the ones that
have,
you have a problem with.
Some people in those pews don't want to have people who are different than they are in the church. They don't want to have people who think differently, who look differently, who act differently.
Sure, some.
Well, but that's the problem.
Okay, I didn't want to get into the debate. I just...
Well, you asked me a question.
I
didn't think we were debating it. You asked me to answer a question.
No, I...
What?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Did I not give you the answer that you wanted?
You did.
Hey, Heather and Roberta, the best part of this whole conversation is that they both said pew.
Let's make them do it again.
Yeah, P-U. I didn't want to get all heavy.
You ain't heavy. You're my brother, Richie.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, Richie came up with something interesting. In Maryland, they tried to pass a law to outlaw the singing of a song. But the law came up short.
Oh.
Would you like to guess what the song was?
Kumbaya.
No.
The Thong Song by Cisco.
No.
I would have voted for that, too.
You want me to give it to you?
No, well, in a moment. But first, it's 14 past the hour. If you have age spots, brown spots, liver spots, and you don't like them, you have joined the rank of thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not millions of people who have said age spots, brown spots, liver spots. Could we... Age spots, brown spots, liver spots? Maybe not. Ugly spots.
There's another song coming on. Come on.
Constant... source. I mean, see, what I like best about that is Jennifer can't contain herself.
I know.
Right? All right. So think about this, Jennifer. Those greasy cover-ups, the stuff that you put on your skin.
Ew.
I remember my mother, who used to sun worship. My sister does it as well. And their skin is all leathery, and they have these little spots all over them because they've been out in the sun too much.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think they're attractive. I don't happen to be one of them. I like fair skin. Actually, all three of you ladies have pretty fair skin.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how hard it is for me not? I wanted to go to the tanning salon bad this year.
No,
I mean,
you're threatening me with the brown spots.
It freaks me out.
You don't want to do that. You have beautiful white skin. And as near as I can tell, you have done... I mean, some people put milk and stuff on their body to have that soft white skin. I don't think you do that. Heather's got nice light skin. Roberta has good light skin. And... so you're going to be more prone to these sorts of things as you get older because the sun creates those things. I have this little thing below my eye that I had biopsied. I mean, that's how serious this stuff can get if you don't get rid of them. And I had precancerous cells in there and put some stuff on it to get rid of them. But, you know, this is a way for you not to have that problem, basically. But you know what? People don't think of the health benefits. They think of how they look. Right? Isn't that the first thing women think of? How do I look? Not how healthy is this for me, good or bad, but I don't look well if I have age spots, brown spots, and liver spots on my skin.
I'm just going to call them big freckles.
Big freckles?
Yeah.
I don't think big freckles are bad. I think freckles are kind of cool. But there is a difference because the connection to your health is not good. Freckles, I don't think, ever hurt you.
Freckle never hurt you.
Shaman X has introduced a new skin product called Brilliance. Brilliance has three breakthrough ingredients that are proven, 1, 2, 3, to lighten those age spots, liver spots, and the pigmentation that we're talking about. Brilliance will actually brighten your skin and beautify those great skin tones that you have. So how'd you like to get an absolutely free bottle of Brilliance? You'd like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Roberta always likes free stuff.
Free.
800. Why don't we put this at the Queen of Cheap Box? Roberta, put it at the Queen of Cheap Box.
Oh, yes, we should.
All right. 800-525-4988. The only way you'll get a free bottle of Brilliance is to call that number, 800-525-4988. You will be finished with those embarrassing brown spots. Finished, I tell you, with age spots on your neck, your face, and your hand. Finished with all of that stuff. With Brilliance. Believe me, you will get compliments. And that's what women like. 800-525-4988. Limited time, risk-free offer. Free Brilliance Skin Brightener at 800-525-4988.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistent. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for full information. Equal housing lender.
Sir, you've had your time. Get lost.
Hey,
have you,
my friend.
Is it really? Have you, what have we found on lists? We asked people earlier on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, about lists.
What are you a list lover or list are you lover. Just fly? I like that. Cindy said she's fly, baby, fly. Dee Dee said I can't do anything without a list. I think I'm addicted to scratching accomplishments off as I get them done. I so agree. There's nothing better than going scratching.
You feel good about what you accomplished doing that.
Tony likes lists. BZ Polly likes ultra lists. Used to fly by, then got old enough to know that lists are best.
Lists.
Yeah.
Heather, are you a list person? What are you?
I am the list lover.
The list lover.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how we started this.
Instant
attack.
Gratification. Cross that
really,
off.
Really, scratch it. Next. Next is 21 after the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
April 11th. So we're going to highlight some of the birthdays of famous people, perhaps musicians. Then I'll tell you a little about yourself if today is your birthday. All right, who's up first here, Jen Jen?
Ooh, Lisa Stansfield. Do you remember this, ladies?
I love that song.
Such a good song. She's kind of a one-hitter, I think. This was her biggest hit, but then she went on to write a bunch of songs, too. And she had that curly black hair on her cheek. It was very stylish.
Really?
Not on her cheek. You mean her hair was hanging down.
Well, her
down
hair, but she would curl it onto her cheek.
Cute.
Is she hysteric?
No, not that.
Who's next on the list?
This will be on my territory. Marcy's playground.
Marcy's playground. All right.
And in the 90s, a string of kind of like grunge-style rock. Love this.
This was the 90s generation of Let's Get It On.
Uh-huh. Let's Get It On.
This song is just, it's so cool.
Yeah, but weren't they more of a one-hit, too? Like, this was it?
No, they had a couple. They had an album.
An album. All right, who's next?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's going to be right up Jen's alley here. Brett Claywell. Like Tim on One Tree Hill, Jen.
I watched the first season of that show, and then it almost got a little too teeny for me.
Yeah.
It was really popular, though. A lot of my friends still have to, keep up with it.
It would be one of the kind of shows if I watched it, all of my friends would know I watched it without even asking, and they would have to beat me to a pulp.
Right.
But very popular show. American Rejects, Chris Gayler, drummer. Big again, Dudley, in the early 90s.
Early Rich.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fun kind of alt rock.
Alt rock.
And then here would be Roberta and I, one of our New Orleans Jazz Fest faves, who we first saw down there and said, "Who is this girl?" Joss Stone.
Oh, I love her.
How old do you think Joss Stone is now?
I think she's 31.
Yeah, how about 25?
25.
No! Wow!
Yep.
I mean, it was 5 or 6 years ago when she did the Grammys with, the cancer, the one that had cancer and she was bald and they did that.
Sinead?
No.
No. Well, she's an overachiever. She's 25.
It's amazing. Yeah, Roberta and I saw her Jazz Fest when she was like 19.
So I just am following a tweet from somebody who hears us playing a little music. Time to time, it's a good part. Everybody's life has music in it, whether you sing it, whether you like it, listen to it, whatever it is. This person said, "My neighbors love my music so much they invited the police over to listen.
Nice. My neighbors have done that for me once or twice. Yeah.
BB's Heaven. Thank you very much. All right, so on today's birthday list, you learn very quickly if you're an April 11th birthday, money is power. You can be very business-minded. You like to keep yourself busy, and your life is likely to be full all the time. Since you also have excellent organizational potential, you're likely to have recruited others into your plans and schemes by projecting large amounts of positive energy to get them all excited. You may have to be careful, though. Keeping yourself busy is not an excuse to stop and smell the roses, as it were. Aries are great for that. They don't get the big picture well. Aries are very much into them. They're like, it's into me.
I like how you say it, Aries.
Yeah, Aries.
I say Aries.
Aries, Aries. Oh, it's like Librans and Libras.
I say Librans.
Nice. By the way, Melissa Etheridge, by the way, I was thinking of with Joss Stone and the Grammys
that. Yeah. This sounds like Melissa Etheridge.
This is Joss Stone right here.
Sounds like Melissa Etheridge. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Anxious?
I was eager. I wasn't anxious. Eager. There's a difference between being eager and anxious.
I'm anxious for you to be eager.
I'm eager to be anxious. I'm eager to be eager. Eager to be here. I'm an eager beaver, as it were. That's 33. I was 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman, and Roberta Fasinelli, and Jennifer Horn, and Charlotte Ann Steffen.
Introduce here. Heather to the
Heather,
everyone,
would you like to? You seem to be very intent on me explaining who Heather is.
I just want everyone to know who she is.
Heather is Heather. Heather is her own person. Heather is a real person.
Rich is so sweet. He just, you know,
right. Yeah.
He doesn't
want there to be any.
You make me feel so welcome.
Lack.
That's my job.
Yes. You make me feel so young.
You do it well.
He doesn't often make me feel welcome. It's a good thing that I was here before he was.
You take care of that yourself quite well.
All right, so anyway, there was a point made earlier about music. Actually, a number of times today we have made points about music, some way, shape, or form, because music is a very important part of our lives. And sometimes people hear songs and they think they hear something that isn't really there. It's kind of like, I think, conversation in general. When you hear people say things, it's taken out of context.
Did you hear what he said?
Often.
That's
yeah,
not
right,
what
exactly.
I said.
And that's where this song came in, because of all the trouble that it caused.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
Small teeth, small hands, small feet. Now, this song has been around for 24, 25,
1977.
Yeah. More, 30 years.
Yeah.
35 years.
Randy
Newman
wrote
this song.
Randy Newman, that's what I was
wondering. And he is a short person, and that's why
but
he wrote
kind of tongue
the song.
In cheek about
well,
this.
This whole thing was. But the state of Maryland, in its wisdom, tried to pass a law to outlaw this song from being played on the radio.
Yeah,
on radio
but you know what happened?
Maryland. Yes, instead.
The votes came up short.
But I'm pumped.
But you know what? This brings about this whole foolishness of being politically correct and what it all means and how foolish it is.
Boring to be politically correct.
In the world.
But really, everybody misinterpreted the song.
Yeah.
So in the song, he says, short people are just like you and me.
Yeah.
And
he's extolling their value and virtue.
And it's basically written from a narrator's point of view. It's not Randy Newman saying, don't want those short people. It's a narrator, kind of like the Money for Nothing song, talking about these rockers and all this stuff. And everybody really just kind of said, okay, Randy Newman, you're a jerk. And he regrets ever writing the song because it became a novelty song.
It's a big song.
And it was his biggest song ever.
It
went to
a lot of money
number two.
For
yeah. And the only reason it didn't go to number one was because this was standing in its way.
Player, a group from somewhere in Ohio, a Cleveland suburb, if I remember correctly. And this was a nothing band from nowhere about nobody. This song was nothing in comparison to Short
Music.
I don't think there's no meaning.
It was number one.
Heather, how tall are you?
With or without heels?
Without heels.
Hmm. With or without lifts?
Without lifts.
Off the stilts?
Barefoot.
On your bare
All right.
feet.
I am proud to say I am 5'1½", and I'm right. proud of that half.
5'1½".
That's right.
Roberta, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6", barefoot.
Uh-huh. Jennifer, how tall are you?
5'10", baby.
Woo!
Without your heels?
Like me.
Yeah? She's not like you. She's 5'10".
Nice. Close.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So what's a couple inches?
North of
what's
5 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
What's
exactly.
a foot? Come on.
Yeah.
Right. Here or there.
Yeah. All right. So what do men find more attractive? Women who are short, women who are tall? In your experience, I guess Roberta's sort of in the middle.
I think tall
Richie's
women are
wife
intimidating
is short.
To men.
Yeah, Janet is about 5'2", I'm guessing.
Janet's 5'3", but
five,
I don't care. No. Height doesn't...
She's a foot shorter than you are. Almost.
No, I'm not 6'3".
You're 5'9", or I mean, you're 5'11", aren't you? 6 foot or something?
5'11" and change.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So you're just a little taller than me.
Just a little.
I'm a little taller than you.
What's so funny about that?
It's funny I can look down and see that little bald spot on the back of your head every time we're together.
It's so amusing. Why is that so amusing? Just because you're an inch or two taller than that. Why is that so important?
Or three.
No, three at all. All right, anyway. So, but this is not, the point wasn't about you and me, Richie. The point was about the women.
That's right.
And whether men find women shorter or taller more attractive.
Are you attracted to taller or shorter? Like, I've never had the experience where I've, like Jennifer.
Are you asking me? Are you asking in general?
Are you intimidated by, if you were to date somebody who's 5'10", 5'11", and a little bit taller than you, like a Jennifer, would that affect
Rich,
the way that
Rich,
you...
Rich, how well do you know me?
I don't think that you would care.
I don't think
Why are you asking
care.
The question?
Wait a minute, yeah, you're like the Xena fan.
Mm-hmm.
You want somebody who can pick you up and throw
men.
You across the room.
I enjoy women of all sizes.
Yeah.
I don't like waifs.
You're a connoisseur.
I am a connoisseur. I do not like waifs. So height has nothing to do with it, more what there is packed into that... Whatever, 5'1", 5'10", 6'3", it makes no difference. I have a smile on my face when I think about things that are the right way, and it has not to do with height.
So, Jennifer, if you were to meet a guy who was 5'8",
you
and
know
a couple
what's
inches
funny?
Shorter
is
than
I
you.
I always say that I like to date taller people, but really, if you go
there
through the
any.
People that I've dated, if you go through the people that I've dated, most of
all
them
the guys I've seen you with, other than being losers,
are a little
shorter.
Yeah,
really.
Historically, Slim Pickens. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go for it. I was going to say, pretty much historically, anybody I've dated or had a relationship with has been usually around a foot taller than me.
Right. Yeah, and this
not
is what irks
hard.
Me is that, and this is nothing against you know being 5'1", but what irks me is that these really tall men like really short women.
I agree. I agree.
And it's like, hello, can you spread the wealth a little bit? Can we have rules?
I'm still trying to grow, Jen. I mean, this is not a personal
right.
thing.
Now, Roberta, Tom is shorter than you are, right?
Yes, slightly. Yes.
Mm. What would happen if somebody came up to you, Heather, who was your size?
I'd be afraid I'd break them.
Okay.
I'm a feisty little thing.
Hell out of there. You get your name and number there? Wow.
Okay, I think we'll move on now. Thank you. 22. Wait a minute. No, it's, what is it, 42 after, 18 before the hour. The story from DougStephan.com today about this boy, 13. Check out the story at DougStephan.com. 13-year-old boy who sprang into action. His name is Jeremy Wolchik. Monday, on his way to school, first day after spring break, seventh grader, became a hero. On his way to school, the bus driver had a heart attack.
Oh, I saw this video.
Did you see the video?
Lost consciousness.
Yeah. Hmm.
This young fellow jumped into the seat.
And when you say
took
jumped,
the wheel of the bus.
He didn't even think about it.
Without
he
even
leapt.
Thinking.
Jumped right into it. Bus driver was convulsing, he said, his eyes bulging, weird noises, hands twitching. And as the surveillance camera in the bus shows, which you can see at DougStephan.com, he rushes from the back of the bus. The bus is out of control, heading to crash into a church. He said, I thought I didn't want to die. And this busload of
so
children.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah, very decisive.
Yeah.
Wow. He's got good parents and
wow.
good instincts.
Yeah.
For sure.
He does. Now, there would be an interesting young fellow to meet.
Yeah. And the first
to.
Thing I thought, and
what's
this is so
story?
Dirty old woman.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought is, wow, that kid's going to be hot someday. Because yeah. he's
just.
Oh, no,
Tommy
is.
Just,
no,
five,
and I was
ten?
Like, you are creepy, but,
yeah.
you know.
Who's creepy?
Me. I was calling myself creepy because that was right. the first thing I thought when I watched the video.
See it?
That kid's going to be hot someday.
Yeah, I think that's a great story, in fact.
But what attracted you? What made you think that?
The
is
fact
because
that he could
he's,
spring into action
right,
like that.
Right.
He was like a superhero, like a
now
little
see,
mini Batman.
Here's where my mind went. Remember, I've told you any number of times that I used to be in the bus business. I started when I was first introduced to the cows when I was 6, 7 years old. The farm that I went to, where they became my second family, also ran, as was the case with many farms in our country. The farmers were asked to drive the school buses. And this family had been involved in bringing children to school in Framingham since there were barges, horse-drawn carriages, and sleighs. This family hooked up the horses back in 1908. And from 1908 until 1972, the family brought the school children of Framingham to school.
Did you used to help them drive those sleighs?
I learned how to drive a bus. No, I didn't with a sleigh. Thanks for the zinger.
Did you wear a helmet?
I didn't do any of those things.
Short I bus or long bus?
Able to drive the buses around the yard. I could barely reach the pedal to do it, but I used to sweep the buses out. It was my first job. 50 cents I got for sweeping the buses out and for gassing them up. I had to drive them from the yard where they were up to the gas pump, and then back them up. Every once in a while, I'd hit a stone or something, a fence post, because it was at the edge of the pasture where the cows came in. So I would, you know, I put a few dents in them here and there, but it was a great way to learn how to drive. But I was just thinking, at 13, I was an expert at driving a school bus. How many of you can say that? Probably not many, right?
You know,
no, not me.
Here's the first thing
I
thought
though, about this kid. Yeah,
is what kind of physical testing do these bus drivers go through? They have our kids.
Depends.
Well,
so
your
now
hands,
you're doing this
hands.
Like, all right, it's about the children.
Well, hey, let me tell you something. My kid gets on the bus every single day. My daughter's going to be next year. I want to know that the person driving that bus.
Why? Why is it any different for the person driving the bus than the person next to you driving her children to school in her car?
Yeah, or you. I mean, you never know when.
So everybody needs to have a physical if they're going to drive.
I would think that if you are a driver,
Rich,
mass transportation,
no.
Well, that you should have to pass a physical.
You have to.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
There are pilots. Yes, they do.
Okay.
There are pilots. You have to have a license, and the license requires you to have a physical. I remember getting the physicals when I had a license. To drive, I had a special license to drive buses, and you every year had to have a physical, and it had to be certified, blah, 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 blah. But my point is more to who's driving around you Never mind the school bus with the kids. That's one thing. But what do you know about the person who's on your left or your right when you're going down the 405 at 65 or 70 miles an hour? The same thing, the same consciousness comes into my mind as your thing. Have these people, are they safe to drive? Are these people physically able? Are they mental? You know as well as I do, some people drive cars when they are angry. They use the car as a missile. I mean, I remember.
And you can see those people coming.
Yeah.
You can totally tell them.
Absolutely
they are.
Can see them coming. And I think that, I mean, I don't know how you deal with it, but in getting a driver's test, all you have to do is pass your eye test. You don't have to have a physical to get a license, right? I got my license renewed
for
10 years.
Forget a physical. You should get a mental exam before you get a driver's license.
There are a lot of people who are just mental. Crazy. And they use, I remember being on a bus as a kid, and the bus driver got cut off by somebody in a car. So he whips the bus into the passing lane, goes by this person that cut him off, and he cuts them off with a bus. And I was probably 12 years old. I can remember it like it was yesterday. The look on this guy's face, he's going to get the guy who cut him off. Like, it became a personal thing. Guy was crazy.
You know what really gets me? When people don't clear the way for emergency vehicles. When they wait until they're right behind them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like those seconds could be
so get out of the way.
They'll
and
give you a ticket now in L.A. If you don't move over, you'll get a ticket. Also, if they're doing construction, which the entire city of L.A. is torn up right now, if you don't pull over and give them a lane on the freeway, you also get a ticket for that.
You know that this kid and another kid had the sense to pull the keys out of the ignition, pull the thing over, and then lay the bus driver down and start giving him chest compressions until the until the paramedics showed up.
Special deal.
And they don't say how the bus, they said he was in grave condition in the hospital. Mm-hmm. They don't say anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, so there's a good story. Story time on Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
All right, Roberta, speaking of growing, has grown into something as the queen of cheap. She finds all these special deals, and then she gloats about talking about it, as is the case with Mom. It's like you were the only one who knew about this stuff.
That's right, and I shared it with everybody, though, because Mom, it's a great idea. And what Mom is it figure take mom, take economics, put the two together, Mom. And it's an idea from a website called Vitacost.com. And the great thing about Vitacost.com is that you can get great products like household essentials, vitamins and supplements, natural organic foods, all at 50% off, and all orders over $49 ship absolutely free. You get whole food products at Walmart prices. That's Mom-O-Nomics. Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com. Take the cost out of healthy living, Doug.
Good job, Roberta. Roberta, the queen of cheap, heard here every day on Good Day, 51 past the hour.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Getting through security at the airport faster without jeopardizing safety. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. So, how often do you fly? Whether it's just a little or more than a little, it's time-consuming, to be sure. And we're not talking about the time spent in the air. Even with the somewhat relaxed rules at the security check-in, it still takes plenty of time to get through that and proceed to your gate. Well, there are now 12 airports in the country that are now taking part in the Transportation Security Administration's pre-check screening program. LaGuardia Airport in New York City became number 12 recently. The TSA's Gail Rossidi says passengers who are approved for this program after signing up will be able to save lots of time.
We hear often from our traveling customers that they would love to be able to keep their shoes on, keep light jackets on, keep on their belts. And during the TSA pre-check screening process, they are able to do that.
All right, let's hear a little bit about how this works from the TSA's Federal Security Director at LaGuardia Airport, Dan Ronan.
Participating travelers use a dedicated lane where their boarding pass will be scanned. And if we have determined a passenger is eligible for expedited screening through the pre-screening process, that information will be embedded on a barcode on their boarding pass.
Sounds simple enough. And Gail Rossidis emphasizes this does not mean safety is taking a backseat here. Quite the contrary.
This initiative allows TSA to focus our resources on those passengers who pose an unknown or potential elevated risk, including those on terrorist watch lists, while providing expedited screening to those who we can determine pose little or no risk to aviation.
And what do passengers have to say about this pre-check screening program after going through it? Let's listen.
This is fast. No shoes off. Put all your money clips and stuff inside your bag and you're gone.
Well, look, I made it directly through screening and no waiting. It was wonderful.
Fantastic. Best thing in a while.
Very quick, very easy, very simple.
A unanimous thumbs up. And anything that can help us with the headache of flying is certainly a welcome treat. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On Wall Street, investors will have plenty of economic data to chew on today, including the latest on import and export prices, mortgage applications, and an update on the nation's oil supply. Let's Talk Vacations, an analysis of international vacation policies by the travel website Expedia.com, says the U.S. continues to lag far behind the rest of the industrialized world in vacation time, and most Americans don't seem to know or care.
Americans receive roughly half the Europeans' allotment of vacation time. In fact, in 2011, American respondents earned 14 vacation days, but only took 12.
That's Expedia's president, Scott Derschlag. The question, of course, is why aren't we taking all our vacation time?
Not surprisingly, in this economy, the 2011 Expedia Vacation Deprivation Study reveals that money is the most common reason for not taking vacation.
In other words, we can't afford to take all of our vacation. And finally, we were talking about the experience of flying earlier. Well, here's a story from a freight pilot in Australia who was flying in a remote area recently when he spotted something. No, not on the ground, he spotted something in the cockpit, right there on the dashboard. A snake. Yes, a snake slithered right onto the dashboard as he was flying the plane. He called air traffic control and reported a snake was on board. The pilot, by the way, said that making that call was tricky since the snake was slithering near the button he had to hit to talk to the controllers. We can only wonder how he phrased it when he told them there was a snake up there with him. My guess is that it probably sounded something like this.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these snakes on this plane!
Always love bringing Samuel L. Jackson back for any story involving a snake on a plane. Anyway, air traffic control told this pilot to land the plane, which he did. A subsequent search for the snake turned up nothing, so the snake is still on the lam. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.